today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about hope for Allah. Be with us.
So far from you, yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day further and further away from you. Ooh, Allah, you brought me home. I thank you with every breath I take.
Today, Sunday, is the 18th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 1st of Esfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter in Shirah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alam nashrah laka sadrak.
Did we not expand for you, O Muhammad, your breast? And we removed from you your burden, which had weighed upon your back, and raised high for you your repute. For indeed, with hardship will be ease. Indeed, with hardship will be ease. So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship. And to your Lord, direct your longing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah the Almighty says, surely with hardship comes ease. He who suffers the hardships and stands against the storms of miseries with patience will surely taste the sweetness of its fruit. It will heed the day when the voice of the enemies faints, their impediments remain in vain, the ways of success and progress are paved, and following the path of Allah is easy. Although some of the commentators have rendered these verses into the general financial poverty of Muslims at the beginning of Islam, the broadness of the meaning of the verses envelops all the difficulties. These verses are stated in a style which shows that they are not allotted only to the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his family, himself, or his time.
Allahu 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 Allah, Allahu 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 Allah, Allahu Allahu Allah.
for God is the topic of today's special. There are certain deeds that should never be neglected, which affect the heart permanently. Yet some people, due to their weakness in faith, may be careless and may not perform them regularly. One deed of the heart is to have content hope in the kindness, generosity, and favors of Allah, the Almighty. One should be optimistic and never lose hope in the bounty of Allah, the Almighty, which He, Allah, bestows on whom He wills. However, this hope should be coupled with a reason or means for one to feel that it will be realized. Thus, one should keep performing good deeds that give one the opportunity to harbor hope in the generosity and kindness of Allah, the Almighty. For if these means are not present, then it is mere wishful thinking on one's part. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bihi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with having hope in God, in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find that in daily life, people get disappointed and they need some energy or encouragement. One of the important things and important notions in our daily life is having hope and receiving enough encouragement. Those people who commit suicide, they are those people who lack enough hope and encouragement in their lives. And they regard themselves to be all failure. The more they do their best, the less they gain in their lives. However, in the Islamic religion, the point is simply that people are taught to have both khawf, that is, worry, and raja, hope. Out of this worry and hope, when these two phenomena or these two attitudes are balanced in one's personal life, we find that the people are directed to the right path. By worry, it means people should be very much worried and concerned about the significance and dominance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such that nobody can escape the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anything unacceptable has been done, then, or for example, a crime or a serious wrongdoing is committed, certainly the doer and the agent would certainly receive the consequences.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
On the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio, we'll look at the relationship between hope and success. Be with us. It is necessary to mention that hope is a motivation and a key to success when it is accompanied by willpower and careful planning. Otherwise, life becomes nothing more than a mirage. Negative and weak-willed human beings not only cannot benefit from faithful positions, but also always disturb others and use their inner power to prevent work progress. They always use words such as impossible and cannot, and sit silent and motionless in the corner and disappoint others. Have you ever observed how fathers and mothers' negative and positive dispositions and suggestions have influence on their children's deed and mentality and what kinds of results they obtain? They weaken a child's will by destroying his or her hope.
Source of all power, my need in my darkest hour, my Lord.
It's a good time to look at tips for remaining hopeful. One of them is staying connected to the present moment. Hope is a balancing act. It is incredibly dangerous to look back to the past too much and get stuck on what was. It is also determinal to look too far into the future and place all your hopes and happiness on a future time. No one knows what the future holds, or if they will be there to see it. By deferring happiness to a future time, you disengage from your life in the here and now. You only ever truly have the present moment, and that's where you should focus on your energy. Since there are always positives to be found in any given situation, it's necessary to support your body and mind so you have the energy and resources to react to your life in the most beneficial and healthy way possible.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a very beautiful hadith states, Al-amalu rahmatun ala ummati. Hope is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon my nation, upon the people. Walawla al-amal ma arda'at walidatun waladaha wala gharasa gharisun shajara. He says, and if it wasn't for hope, and if it wasn't for the notion of hope, then a mother would never nurse her child, and a farmer would never farm a tree. Meaning, everything that we do in life has to do with hope. That mother, when she gives nourishment, when she nurses her child, and hope that this child is going to grow healthy, and hope that this child is going to grow and he's going to love her and he's going to be a good child. A farmer planting a tree is always hopeful that this tree is going to grow. This tree is going to give fruits. I'm going to see the beautiful fruits of this tree. Therefore, the biggest mercy upon human beings is the notion of hope that has been placed amongst the creation of God. One day, Jesus, the son of Mary, was walking in a village and he saw a farmer farming. He was an elderly man. So he said, "Oh Allah, take away the hope from him. Take away the feeling of hope from this man." And as soon as he said this, the man stopped farming. He sat down, he began to rest, then he took his hat and he was about to go home. Jesus, the son of Mary, says, "Oh Allah, give the hope back to this man. Return hope back to him." And the man turned around, he came back to his farm and he began to farm again.
On this episode of today's special, we spoke about hope for Allah, and generally our topic was about hope. Inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, fi amanah.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim. La
صلاة الله عليه بركة الله
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله عليه صلاة الله